Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
For those of you not on, for those of you on the radio and not on YouTube, that's a great song, but I don't know who decided that should go on like a sports radio bump mix. Like that's a whoever made that decision is broken in the brain.
I loved when Crosby like
what
emerged as soon as
it's like man, I could use a nap. It is rainy. It is rainy out. It is like what was that, Mace?
I said insane in the brain.
Yeah, yeah. This is definitely not that.
We need that.
Speaking of insane in the brain. Ooh.
Oh, good
now,
one.
Joining us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, one called That's All. He is the co-host of Inside Wisconsin Sports, 6A to 9A right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Our very good friend, Trevor Thomas. What up, Double T?
I feel like I'm supposed to say, insane in the brain.
Nailed it.
Insane in the membrane.
I don't know the words.
Wow.
I don't exactly.
I do, but nobody knows the words after that.
Yeah. Only Mitch. Yeah. Only Mitch knows those words. Yeah.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just woke up from a nap to come and hang out with you guys. I mean, 4 a.m. is no joke, boys, but I'm having a blast and I'm grateful to be on with you. And I was listening slash watching on YouTube.
Yep.
And I heard Tommy say, you know who would have great insight on that? Trevor Thomas. I'm like, oh crap, wasn't listening. So I had to go back. And listen to what you guys were talking about.
Man, that's a professional right there. Yeah. So are you in studio? Are you at your house? Wait, what are you doing? Like, were you napping in the studio? What's going on?
No, I left for a little bit. Took a little snooze. I'm a 20-minute power nap guy. If I get 20 minutes, I am good to go.
That's
all I need. So whether it's late morning and then come back to the studio, I came back to the radio station here in Green Bay, or if it's middle of the afternoon, I don't care when. Just give me 20 minutes, and I can probably stay up till about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Then we're good.
I'm right there with you. I mean, if I need something, Molly doesn't understand. Like, it'll be 8 o'clock at night, and I'm just going to lay down with the kids for a sec, like, get them tucked in. I'll take about a 20-minute, like, snooze fest, and then I can crush whatever things, you know, she has planned for the rest of the evening. So, yeah, it's wild. Sometimes it backfires because then I'm up till, like, midnight, but it's all good. But we were talking, what were we talking about, Tommy, that you said Trevor could have some insight on?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
How many NFC quarterbacks are you taking over Jordan Love right now? Just on today, this play, this season, if you could have next week, we were talking about the NFC North, and I think we decided that no one in the NFC North, but realistically, how good has the QB play been that if you have any complaints about Jordan Love?
I took this and compared it to the rest of the Packers' schedule. So we added Bo Nix into the conversation just now. We added Lamar Jackson. Then we took the three quarterbacks from the other teams in the NFC North. The only one better that the Packers potentially see, if they all stay healthy the rest of the way, is Lamar Jackson. And it's only because of his ability to run and throw. Yeah. That's just something Jordan doesn't have the best ability. Tommy loves talking about this. Malik Willis, quite the scamperer. But other than that potential for the Packers, I would maybe take Lamar Jackson. But other than that, Jordan Love is playing as good as we can possibly expect him to. You guys, imagine if we don't have the drops on Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
We're talking about an elite quarterback that is by far number one. We'll get there.
Yeah, maybe one of the best games, yeah, we would have seen by a quarterback in green and gold in a long time. I mean, minus those drops, like it was an elite day, right? Stat line didn't like just look good as far as completion percentage, things like that. But again, a lot of those were drops. But are you saying, Trevor, then, like what I think you're saying, like you think Malik Willis needs to play a little bit on this offense? Because that's, I think, what Tommy said yesterday.
Slow down.
So we actually had this very talk this morning.
All right, here we go.
And I have to ask you a question, Mace, that is going to come across not well, but here we go. Should we go for two sporadically or every once in a while? Or
every
should
time.
We constantly kick the extra point? There was somebody this morning that said, what if we used Malik Willis as somebody on a go for two style package where you're not sure if he's going to keep the ball, throw the ball, hand the ball off, do a bootleg? There's a lot of options. And I looked up the stats to see how regular making an extra point is from where they have it now versus where it was when you played, Mason, versus going for two. And it's a 50-50 chance to make 2 points. And it's more like a 95% chance of making the extra point. So I think we could use Malik Willis in a situation where that's a different look at a wildcat, or that's a different look at a 2-point conversion, but I'm not trying to step on any kicker's toes here.
Well, let me throw this at you, Trevor, because I remember when the line changed to the 15-yard line for extra points, there was a lot of talk like, oh my gosh, teams are just going to go for two all the time, right? Like, guys are going to be missing extra points like crazy. Like, it's going to be that hard. And then you realize, and there were a couple teams that I think dabbled in that. Was it the Steelers? I think the Steelers with Rod, they were trying it a little bit. But like, I think they realized you literally have to go for two every time to get to that 50-50 type proposition. And then you realize that, okay, kicking an extra point is actually a better situation. Or you're going for two and then how the score falls. And now, all right, we just need an extra point to take the lead late in the game, you know, because you didn't get a couple of those 2-point conversions. Yeah. It kind of skews it a little bit. So I don't think it's like go for two all the time, but I wouldn't be opposed in that situation, because I don't think Malik Willis in regular play, like in the course of a game, you don't want to bring him in and it's like, all right, well, now we know what they're trying to do here. But in a 2-point situation, that's not a bad option. Like in a, you know, late in a game where you're trying to get something, you know, different going, you put Malik and Jordan out there. Who knows? I mean, he pitches the ball, he throws it. Like, let's do some crazy stuff. Or what if we, I mean, they got two kickers on the roster. Why don't they just alternate kicks in the game? Like, you know, might as well just get them both playing at some point here if we're just going to get wild. But no, I don't think unless you're willing to go for two, no matter what, that those numbers are going to be that 50-50 proposition. I feel like it's like you got to just ride with it or it changes over time.
Well, and Mason, sure. I want to bring up that point too, because I think I was having this conversation with Josh earlier this morning after they had this conversation on Inside Wisconsin Sports. Like, you kind of talked about it when we ask you, can you get off the couch and go hit a 50-yarder? Like, those 35-yard extra points feels like it keeps the leg loose, like, in case they need a big kick at the end of the game, rather than just coming out cold and we need you to hit from 60, right?
It has changed it, for sure. I mean, and now, I mean, you're getting a lot of reps with those three steps on the kickoffs, because now you're not like doing a different approach. So, I mean, you're getting so many opportunities to hit field goals in a sense throughout the course of a game. But that, I will say that 33-yard extra point was a game changer. I mean, I think you've seen now you basically have 12 kind of established kickers that are like secure on rosters. And then the rest of the NFL, the next 20 are kind of a revolving door. Like, you're not sure who's going to be a kicker on every team on these other 20 teams every year, because if you miss two extra points, if you know miss a field goal in a big game, you're probably going to be replaced by somebody else, and they're going to find that next guy that can come in and do it.
So I'm wondering also here about what's the movie that Matt LaFleur talked about in his presser yesterday?
Ace Ventura.
Talk about laces out, Dan. Ventura. If you thought the kicking conversation was in a weird spot in Green Bay, now we're talking about Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
So the other question is, do the laces in versus out really matter? And I bring this up because Brett Goode was on our show. Somebody you know quite well.
Love it.
And he said, undeniably, when he was snapping, his laces were out, period. End of story. He knew exactly what to do. I asked Josh this morning, hey, who's the name of the long snapper on the Packers? He goes, I don't know. And I said, me neither, because we should never be talking about them.
Yep.
But here we are. So do the laces in versus out thing really make a big difference?
Brett would snap, like his miss was like 11 to 1. So that was like kind of his miss. Like it was just a little quarter turn, if anything. And they, oh my gosh, we always had that argument. I don't know if you brought this, like, cause I would say a half turn and he'd be like, it's a quarter turn. And I'm like, well, like if the laces, if he ever got laces like here, I'm like, that's a half turn. He's like, no, that's a quarter turn. And I'm like, he literally thought if it was like laces back and you turn that, that's a half turn. And I'm like, well, in my mind, that's laces back. That's a full turn. So we always had that argument like a bunch of idiots. I mean, we played together for 10 years. So it was always a good back and forth. But yes, Brett was one of the best. You know, I always joked. I was like, every game, every first snap in warmups, he would throw laces straight back. And I'm just like, what's going on? You've thrown 100 snaps, laces perfect. And then that first one, it's laces straight back. And then he'd get it corrected. But yeah, that kick Haversick had on Sunday, you know, extra point, laces were straight back. I would always prefer laces straight back, lean correct, spot correct, all of that. I could make that kick way more than if the laces were pointing left or right, like either towards the holder or away from the holder. Because when you hit that ball, the ball tends to want to go where the laces are pointing. So like that's kind of like, cause it compresses against those laces and like, that's kind of the only part of the ball that's a little different and not smooth and round. So the ball tends to go where the laces are pointing, just for a little inside kicking knowledge there.
Nice.
But I have seen some weird things. Like people are making excuses. You know, it's like, obviously people are complaining about it, but they're also like, oh, it was windy. Oh, the laces were bad. I'm like, I don't remember anyone making those excuses for me when I missed a kick. Like, come on. I mean, Mitch, I know Mitch and Tommy was on his couch as a 12-year-old complaining about me. Mitch was on the radio, you know, saying, get a new guy. He can't make a kick
to
save his life.
Where's Al Del Greco?
Balls spinning in circles, laying on the ground, and I'm trying to make kicks and, you know, 10 degrees and 40-mile-an-hour winds. This is ridiculous.
Bill Gramatica is not walking through that door.
No, he's not coming back. All right, Trevor, let's talk some serious ball for one moment. We beat the Giants. We're in a good spot. And five of the next seven games are against division teams. First off here at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Like, what are we looking at for this Packers team? Obviously, these next two are really important. Two games in 5 days, like it's gonna be critical to come out at least 1-1 in this, but 2-0 would really set this team apart. What are you looking at here?
This should be the Packers' breakout game. I know that each team in the NFC North gets up for these division games differently, but I feel like the Packers are right there. I mean, if we really corrected, let's just say, and I said this morning, a third of the mistakes / missed opportunities, whether it was offense and the dropped balls, defense with the dropped interceptions, or special teams with the missed kicks. I mean, thank God for Daniel Whelan.
Yeah.
He flipped the field numerous times on Sunday. Imagine if we put together a third of what those misses were. We're having a different conversation. I feel like this could be the game against a Vikings team that's down that we should be able to have a breakout game. And for all of us in this profession on Monday morning to go, see, we're okay.
Yep.
Everything's going to be all right. So I think stick to the game plan, whatever that may be. At the end of the day, the Vikings are bad right now. And I feel like the Packers aren't. And so if the Packers can put together a complete game at Lambeau, noon start, hopefully decent weather.
Hold on. What is a complete game? Because I don't think anyone in the NFL in 2025 is capable of playing a 60-minute dominant game against anyone else. We haven't seen one team in 13 weeks. We've had 300 games, 400 games, whatever it is. No one is playing a complete game. So when you say a complete game for the Packers, what does that mean specifically for the Packers in terms of mistakes they need to eliminate that makes it a good enough game that it feels complete?
Whether what they eliminated pre-snap penalties and some, right, like, you know, self-inflicted things like penalty wise, but then they, yep, had drops, right? Right. So I think, like, is that kind of what you might be saying there, okay, Trevor?
I just wanted to clear it up because I don't like that phrase complete game, because no one's playing a mistake-free complete.
There's always going to be mistakes. Right. I think it's how you feel after, honestly, probably.
Well, and I think the most complete games we see are because the other team looks so terrible. Like, I think of the Chiefs, like, beating the Raiders 31-0. I don't give that to the Chiefs as they played a complete game. I think of the Raiders are so garbage. Am I wrong on that, Trevor?
Maybe it's a little bit of both, though, but can both be true, Tommy? All right, Trevor, go ahead.
Which question am I answering at this point? Jeez.
There's no question. Just
stream of consciousness, Trevor.
Complete game. Whatever.
A conversation about the complete game.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the first game of the season against the Lions. What happened in that game that would allow us to believe if there was a complete-ish game, that would be it? Number one, Jordan Love has a multiple touchdown game and scores in the first quarter. We have to start fast.
Yes, quick, I totally agree with you on that.
Okay, so that's one. Number two, there needs to be a rushing touchdown of some kind. I don't care if it's a goal line rush or a breakout for 40 yards or somewhere in between. There has to be a rushing touchdown. Now we've established the run and we've established the pass. Good. Offense humming. Fewer drops, that'd be great. But as long as we have a multiple touchdown game by Jordan Love and at least one touchdown game by whoever's rushing, that's a complete-ish game on the offense. Now look at the defense. There has to be at least one takeaway. Could be an interception, could be a fumble recovery. Something has to happen on the defense for us to stop and then capitalize that on offense. That would be a complete game. It'd be great if Micah Parsons got home. It'd be great if we could stop the run. It'd be great if Keyshawn Nixon really showed up in the secondary. And or let's just have Xavier McKinney show up in the safety position and grab a pick that he's so capable of doing. And then special teams. Can we possibly have a flawless game on special teams? Can we make all of the kicks that we attempt? Can we do all of the punting at such a high level that we've been able to do? There's three, but I truly believe there are four phases. I want to come out of a complete game with the things I just listed and a confident Matt LaFleur. And when I say confident, I mean him feeling confident and us feeling confident in him. We have not seen that game yet where all three phases on the field are on the same page and performing at a high level, executing on the things that they're being paid to execute on. And we all look and go, huh, Matt LaFleur had a pretty good game.
Yeah. No, I can. And so then, like, the word that comes to mind when you say you're saying complete game and you phrase it how you did is a dominant game. You want to see this team take the step from a good team that has won six games. And, like, we shouldn't be like, I mean, if we're somewhere else and, like, not talking in Wisconsin, we're like 6-3-1. We're pretty excited about that. Right? So we're kind of nitpicking a little bit, but yes, like, you want to see a complete dominant performance where it's like, all right, this team gives us the mindset that they're going to go and they're going to be competitive down the stretch and have a chance to do something in the playoffs. Because now it's like they've had dominant moments, but not a dominant game. Even in that Lions game, I mean, they shot themselves in the foot a few times, like things like that, but they were found a win. So we can be happy about the wins, but you want to see, like, can this team prove to be dominant?
That's that breakout game that I'm talking about. The one where we all go. I mean, we talked about this last week. We were hoping for a multiple touchdown, maybe even 20-point victory against the Giants. And I feel like we would all have said that was a dominating game. That was a breakout game. Now, Drop City and Shank-a-Lot wasn't not so dominant. Right?
Sir Shank-a-Lot. I love it.
Sir Shank-a-Lot. I said that this morning.
Nicely done.
I don't know that we can't expect that against the Vikings. I really think it's that close. Do you guys feel that way?
Especially at home. Yeah, this time of year against a Vikings team that just is on the ropes, like not sure what they're going to be about. Like this, yes, this could be one of those games. I totally agree with you, Trevor.
The word that came to my mind was impossible when Trevor Thomas was explaining all of that. By the way, I don't know. I don't think that team is capable of this.
Maybe not. And confidence is key. So let's look at a team that, let's just say, has a very near dominant game. Now the confidence clicks up. Now they come into Detroit, and let's just say they don't win, but they played really well. Now their confidence is up. Now the 5 out of the next 7 games are against the divisional opponents, guys. A confident Packers team is kind of like peaking at the right part of the season for the Brewers. They peak too early, right? Well, good news. Packers haven't even come close to peaking yet. And if we have a dominant victory against the Vikings, I think we're on the way.
Yeah, Trevor, I totally agree with you. And I think that, like what you said, starting fast, scoring first, getting a lead, this team is, you know, and then the word front runner can sometimes be bad, but like this team is built to get a lead and then unleash that defense, right? So like they need to find a way to be very positive early on offense and get a lead.
For sure.
And keep the defense off the
because that will make all of us feel confident, right? Like you get a lead and let that defense go after an offense
with
a
lead,
it's going to make everybody feel confident that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You are playing a more dominant, complete game, and even if mistakes happen throughout that.
And not give up 20-minute drives. That would be nice, too. Trevor, we got to run. Thank you so much for jumping on with us. Trevor Thomas, Inside Wisconsin Sports. Follow him at Trevor Thomas, IW. And all the good places that you follow him on the socials. Listen to him every morning, 6 to 9, with Josh Albrecht as well. Trevor, thanks so much.
You got it. Good night, boys.
Appreciate you.
Good night. Have a good another Power 20. Trevor jumping on with us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. We'll be back to wrap up the hour. And Ryan Wood at 1 o'clock. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon.
Oh, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.